Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
right, the chat room is all abuzz here. We're going to bring on our guest in a moment. Whoa, let me welcome, we got some other radio shows listening here. Nightwaver, you're new. Okay, Sherry Taker fan. Oh, okay, do I know you, Sherry? All right, and of course, my favorites. We've got the Fast Eddie Show and Wacko Bob. Bless you guys. That's an international show, Wacko Bob. I love those guys every morning. Having coffee with the Wacko Bob on BTR Radio. And Fast Eddie, I hope everything's going well with your career. And Rachel Wilgarden, one of my favorite PR people in there, next to my super, super favorite, Gail Parento. By the way, the Obies are the 21st. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But first, why don't we meet Mary C.? All right, Mary C., let me see. There you are.
Hey.
Hey, there.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, your voice is higher in person.
It is. It is. I know. Usually when people hear me speak, they don't put the voice, the singing voice with the talking voice together. So it's sometimes a little shock, but it is me.
That's terrific. That's great. So I know when I was talking to Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's very funny. You're very family-oriented business going on.
We
here.
Are. We like to keep it in the family.
And
yeah.
Your mom, I can't believe 20 years ago.
Crazy.
Over 20 years ago, she used to sing it. I saw her sing at the Village Gate, I believe.
Yeah.
The Village Gate, way back. She was way ahead of her time, too, with her music.
Yeah,
really
she was. And she's still singing. She's still doing her thing, working on a new album, little bit more geared towards jazz music now. But, yeah, we keep it in the family, you know.
You do. It's great. Now, I know your brother is an actor. I don't know your brother, but I know he's an actor. But
yes.
You started, who's older, him or you?
Say it again, sorry?
He's the oldest?
He is the oldest, yes. It's just the two of us. He is my only brother, my older brother, and he is an actor. He's still working, just finished filming a movie with Mickey Rourke in Romania, of all places. Yeah,
and that
so
is Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Getting the
right.
Hall gist of this. Right. A lot of Halls involved. And your father is in the producing end.
He is. He was in the management world for many moons, and he also is in the film and TV business as well. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, wait. Betty Jo Tucker, you've got like five other radio stations listening to you.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody.
Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Okay, Betty, if you're having problems listening, just call in. It'll be archived. Don't worry. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. That's terrific. let's go back to you because this is all about you today. When you were five, you were performing on the steps of your school.
Right. Well, I started writing at a very young age, and I was always, you know, being surrounded by other musicians and actors and actresses and just creative people all around. I just started writing very young, so that's kind of where it all started, on the steps of my schoolyard.
And where did you grow up, Mary?
I grew up in Manhattan, born and raised, true New Yorker, Upper West Side.
Where'd you go to school? Manhattan. Performing arts school?
I did. Well, I went to LaGuardia, which is the performing arts school.
LaGuardia,
As the Fame High School, right behind Lincoln Center. Yeah.
Yes, and for those of you who don't know, that is not an easy school. sorry, it's an international show. For those of you out west in Colorado, Betty Jo, around the world here, LaGuardia High School is one of the premier performing art schools. A lot of celebrities have come out of that school. And
yeah, like Lady Gaga. Jennifer Aniston, a ton of people.
Who else? Name some more.
Jennifer Aniston is a graduate. Lady Gaga, Khalees.
Lady Gaga, wow.
Tons of people.
Khalees. My milkshake, Khalees?
Yes, your milkshake, Khalees.
Wow. And it's not an easy school to get into. Not easy
at all.
That's really great. So, okay, now you're five. Now, I guess you're hanging around your mom. You're hearing her sing a lot. When do you start to sing?
Well, I always loved to sing. I studied dance for many years as well, but I was very, very, very shy. Very shy. If you could believe it or not, with all those crazy people in my family. But I know it's kind of hard to believe. But, yeah, I was really shy. But I always loved to sing, and I always loved to write music, and I loved to perform, but I was always, you know, too afraid to kind of go out there and do it on my own. So my mom had kind of, you know, tricked me a little bit and was like, you know, just start singing backup for me and, you know, it'll be fun. And it was still kind of like a segue.
You're a youngster still. So how old were you when you started doing backup for your mother?
Gosh, I don't know, maybe like 18, 19 maybe.
Wow.
And so I did that for a little while, and then I just started kind of doing my own thing, and I felt like, all right, well, now it's time, and now I'm definitely, you know, coming into my own and more confident in my sound and my direction and, who I am as an artist, as opposed to, you know, kind of being clumped in with, you know, the name or my family or, whatever else. So it was a good starting point for me, and it got my feet wet and it got me comfortable, and you know, here we are today. It was our second album, right on time, and I'm excited.
This is an EP, so that's usually shorter than?
Right. Well, we're releasing the single tomorrow, May 15th. You'll be able to get it on iTunes.
Wow.
It's called Get Me Through. And tomorrow
night.
That'll
be on iTunes. And
it'll be on iTunes tomorrow. It's the song that you just played. That's the first single. And then
You heard it here first, people.
Exactly. And the full EP will be available this summer. And then we'll have a full album in the late fall.
Oh.
But, yeah, the EP is called Right on Time, and that'll be available this summer.
You also have a upcoming performance, don't you?
Yes, tomorrow night we are doing a huge big event at Rockwood Music Hall, which for those of you that don't know that venue, it's on the Lower East Side, right off Houston Street. It's one of the premier music venues right now. The sound is incredible there.
What's the name of the place again? Say it slowly.
It's called Rockwood, Rockwood, Rockwood Music Hall. And it's 196 Allen Street. It's right off Houston.
Oh, Allen Street. That's terrific.
Yeah, and we're doing, it's a free event, and everybody is welcome
free.
To come down.
Free.
Yeah. So we're going to be premiering the music video.
But the name of your group? Tell them the name of your group, please.
It's Mary C. and the Stellars. We're a 9-piece group. Very funky, retro soul. I think, you know, if you're into artists like Adele, Amy Winehouse, Tina Turner, James Brown, you know, those are all, like, huge influences in our sound. So if you're into, like, a lot of high-energy, soulful, fun music, then, you know, we would welcome you down to the show tomorrow.
That's some of it. And I got to say, the chat room is all abuzz. You've got some, I don't know if you're in the chat room, but there's so many newbies in here.
Oh, wonderful.
Keith, thank you very much. Another musician, I'm not sure if he's from Connecticut. T.C. Keith posted your homepage for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
MaryCMusic.com?
It's MaryCMusic.com, yes. And if you're on Facebook, it's Mary C. Music page.
Oh, and T.C. Keith, I think you have a fan here. T.C., thank you so much. My fans are so terrific. They're posting all your information. They said go to Yelp, Biz Rockwood Music Hall, New York, and you could find it there. And let's see. Rachel Wilgorn has something. My first article on Mary C. can be at Nearsay. Go to Nearsay.
Yeah, Rachel has been a huge, awesome, amazing support.
That's how I know you.
Yes, I know.
She brought you to my attention, and I said, yes, of course, Rachel, anything for you. She said, you got to hear this girl. And it's great. This is so so terrific. I've got a couple things here. I've got a chat room going. I've got people emailing me while you're on the show at the same time.
Great.
Let's see. All right. Who? I got to mention everybody. Wait a minute.
Okay.
We've got so many radio shows listening. Wacko Bob is listening to you. Oh, you should play some of her music, Wacko Bob. Betty Jo
Tucker is back online.
Betty Jo Tucker, you should play some of her music, too. Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Block Talk Radio. Cowpote is on. Crazy Cowpote. And Steve Mendoza. Boy, you have a lot of people here. Steve, do you know her work? Let me know if you know her work. But if not, she's got a free show tomorrow, Steve, your favorite kind. Let's hear a little more of you, Mary C. Here you come.
Awesome.
Love Automatic. Okay.
Thank you.
Urgency.
there, Mary. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an eclectic sound. You know, I was really influenced by a lot of retro soul, you know, obviously growing up in the house with my mom and her playing everything from James Brown to Etta James, Tina Turner, and, you know, living with my brother and being around my brother as well. He was really into hip.
Does he play as well?
Yeah, you know, my brother is. He's super talented. He's not only, you know, an amazing actor and director, but he's a great musician as well. More for himself, you know, than anything else. But he plays drums, guitar, he writes, he sings.
Who knew?
Who knew? Now you know. Again, another first.
Another first. And it's interesting because, I mean, he's your older brother, but Anthony Michael Hall, knowing him on the level that, you know, you grew up watching your brother on TV, I guess, basically. But
yeah.
But the fact is nobody knew, and he's really evolved into quite the actor.
He has. He has. Yeah, he's we're all very blessed, and we have such a, you know, amazing parents that
have
always supported us.
Have you ever performed with
him? You know, once my mother had a show in New York, my brother was in town. He was on break from filming Dead Zone. And
I love that. Dead
yeah,
Zone was the best.
Yeah, that was a awesome show. And so he was in town, and we were at my mother's show, and we kind of all had just a quick little jam session up there. It was very spontaneous. It wasn't planned. And that's really been the only time we've all shared the same stage. And that was in New York, of course. So, yeah, but I mean, I would love to do it again.
Because you do have an acting look about you, too. I mean, I could see you acting.
Oh, well, thank
so,
you.
You have a caller online. I'm hoping, listen, caller, don't be crazy now. Don't be
okay.
One of my crazy
caller,
callers.
Be
one
nice.
Of my sane callers. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hello? You're on Comedy Concepts?
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Mary C. This is Pete Karma.
Hey. Hey, Pete. How are you?
Do you have something you want to add
well,
to
I'm sad.
Today? Pete?
Yeah, I'm sad that I can't be in New York to see your show tomorrow night, but I want to urge everybody to get out there because you are going to rock that place.
Oh, thank you so much. Pete has been an awesome, you know, new friend that we met at a recent show, and he's has a great blog that he reviews all, you know, indie artists, especially female artists in
is
New
that
York
Pete
that
Karma?
Are. Yes.
Pete Karma, C-A-R-M-A, yeah.
Yeah.
The blog is Street Cred Music. And
Street,
we,
say it slowly. Spell it for me, Pete.
Street, S-T-R-E-E-T,
uh-huh.
Cred, C-R-E-D, Music.
Cred.
And it's a it's nonprofit, and it supports indie artists. We're doing a documentary film right now about indie artists. But I want to talk about Mary C. and her album. I picked it as one of the best this year,
wow.
Right on time. I mean, I was raised on R&B and soul, and she is the best out there right now. So
I praise indeed,
out tomorrow
Mary
night.
C.
Thank
I
you.
Praise. And the tomorrow night show is
earned.
Free.
Tomorrow night
yeah,
show
very
is
well
free.
Earned. Yes.
Yes. Oh, I'm seeing. I'm sorry. I'm reading the pages of this. Somebody's posting at the same time. I'm looking to see where they posted your info again. The name of the club again? Say it again.
The name of the venue is called Rockwood Music Hall. It's 196 Allen Street, right off of Houston. The doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7. We're going to also be premiering our new music video for the single Get Me Through. And it's free. So this is kind
free.
Of a rare thing. So we're inviting everybody and their friends to come down and celebrate
free.
With us and have
you
a good time.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat free.
You can't beat free. And also, T.C. Keys, again, I got to thank one of my fans because they posted streetcredmusic.blogspot.com. They posted it in
That's
the chat
it.
Room. They, there you go,
thank
Peter.
Thank you, guys.
You got fans. Thank you, Peter. Go ahead. Yes.
Yes, and again, it's totally nonprofit, and we support indie artists, so just fire away, and if you want to find some good new people, that's the place to look. And Mary C., congratulations, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Pete. Thank you for all your support.
No problem. You earned it, baby. All right,
thank
take care, ladies. Thank you.
Thank
bye,
you
Pete.
For calling in. How nice is that?
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
I've got people listening in, by the way, because they're having problems in Colorado. I got to give a shout-out to Colorado. Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, I know you don't want me to click on the phone. I see you in there, 719. I know that's you. And thank you to, do you know Shani Nicole?
I do.
All right.
Shani
Nicole.
Is also
now,
known.
Thank you for posting that. I got to read it real quick because it says
yes.
May 15th at Rockwood Music Hall, 196 Allen Street, 7 p.m. free event. and we'll premiering our music video, Get Me Through Tomorrow. You sent me that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that on my cable show every Friday at 7 p.m. So it'll be in the next month, it'll be coming up. And so tomorrow's the opening day. Where can I get the CD if they want to get it?
Well, tomorrow, like I said, is the release party. That's a free event down at Rockwood. That's May 15th, tomorrow night. But you'll also be able to purchase on iTunes, come tomorrow, our new single, Get Me Through. And that will be available tomorrow as well. And the EP that's entitled Right on Time will be available this summer.
Okay. The EP is not available yet. You can only buy the one song.
You'll be able to download the one song on iTunes come tomorrow, which is the single, Get Me Through, and the release party and performance is tomorrow, which is a free event.
Well, I think you are basically winning the most amount. We still have time, so don't run anywhere. I got one more song to play. You are winning the most radio shows to listen to my radio shows in one day.
Well, thank you, radio shows.
I'm
going to
count them now. I've got to shout out to all these radio shows.
Yes, big shout out.
Thank you, Wacko Bob. Every morning and sometimes at night, the Fast Eddie Show, BTR Radio. Okay, who else do we have here? Night Waver Radio. Thank you, Night Waver Radio. Wait, there's more. George Bettinger's in the house. You know who George Bettinger is, by the way, Mary C?
No, please tell me. I'd love
George
to know.
George Bettinger is this. He's got a great show, and he might play some of your music. George, what do you think? You want to play her new hit that's coming out tomorrow? You can download
George,
it on
George, we'd love you to play it.
It's the Mom and Pop Shop every day at 4 p.m. Every day, Mom and Pop. It's an eclectic show. George is the voice of the red M&M.
Oh, my favorite color.
He does a lot of voiceover work because he can do, and his show is great music, but it's also funny comedy bits and nostalgia in between. The Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m., 106hotmix.com. People, go Facebook friend them if you're in my chat room. So how many shows now? I've got to count how many shows you have. Betty Jo Tucker, still. 1, 2, oh, my gosh, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you just had another guest pop in. Wow, you got friends.
Thank you. Well, thanks, radio. I appreciate it. Please feel free to play it.
Oh, yeah, they will. They will. I'm sure they will. Wacko Bob, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, got you, Wacko Bob. Oh, my, George Bettinger. Yes. George. Oh, he said yes, he would play it. Okay,
awesome.
George.
Thank you so much,
I'll
George.
See if I can get you a copy of that, George. That's very nice of him. I will play it
very
for
nice.
Sure, he says.
Thank you.
Oh,
big thank you.
Hey, look at that. You're on
and
my
if you're
show,
in New York,
and you're already going
to
be on another
show.
So tell us a little bit more about you, because I know about your mother. I know about your father. I know about your brother. I don't know about you. Tell me something about you that you'd like people to know.
Well, gosh, where to start? Well, you know, like I said, I'm born and raised New Yorker, and New York – it's funny because when people ask me where I'm from and I tell them I'm from New York, it's almost like they're shocked because I guess you don't meet too many, you know, true New Yorkers anymore. I guess it's a dying breed. But I'm from New York, and it's influenced my sound and direction of you know, as for an artist and where we're going with this project. New York City has been such a huge, you know, part of the development in just being influenced by you know, people that you meet, it's so eclectic here. You don't have to be just one thing.
LaGuardia, too, you were in the mix. It wasn't people who don't know, LaGuardia is a very, like I said, it's a premiere. It's a premiere show. And you want to get there, they're performing. They're not just going to high school. And they have to keep their grades like at A or they bust your chops or something. You can't perform, right?
Well, you know, the thing about LaGuardia is that since it is a performance, you know, high school, it's performing arts, they do embrace the fact that whether you're a working actor at the time or, you know, a recording artist at a young age, they welcome that and they embrace that, but they also, you know, make sure that you maintain your grades and that you're also trained properly, you know.
You're professional, basically. You leave
professional,
school,
yeah.
Professional.
I mean, it's very similar to like the, you know, PP, I think it's PPAS, Professional Performing
Juilliard.
Arts School.
It's like in
right.
Juilliard. And, yeah. It's
right.
Like that. And also, oh, yes, I'm doing the chat room and the you've got a caller. Okay, let me get this. George Bettinger, yes, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Hot Mix. 106.com, and they were recently featured on NBC and TV and ABC. George, I will get you her song, okay? Now, you've got another radio show calling in. Wacko Bob, you have a brief question because I want to play more of her music. I'm going to put you on, Wacko. Wacko.
Let me act like the like the dime a dozen interviewers out there
come on.
With her.
What's your question for Mary C? She's very excited. Her CD's opening her song tomorrow. It's going to be available on iTunes. So what do you have a question for her?
I do have a question for her. You know, it's like I said, all interviewers ask this. What are your musical influences? Who influenced you the most as far as music artists go?
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, one of my favorites in my home growing up, which is my mom, Mercedes Hall. So I have to always say her first because she is the one that had introduced me to artists like James Brown, Etta James, you know, Jackie Wilson, Kimmy Yoro, all from like a really, really young age. And so that, and then at the same time, like I said before, you know, my brother was totally on the flip side, and playing artists for me and introducing me to artists like Prince, who's a huge influence, Beastie Boys. So I was getting like the rock and like the more urban influence from my brother's side and more like R&B, soul, funk classics, you know, from my mom, and as well as like jazz singers. So it's such a wide range of influences. But if I have to name like three, I would have to say Tina Turner, Prince, and James Brown are three of like my biggest influences.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
She's pretty together for a youngster, I gotta
yes.
say. She's pretty
thank
together.
You.
But then, Wacko Bob, what time's your show?
For everyone that wants to listen to my shows, I am every Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., with the exception to those times when Nancy does a show, then I only go till 10:30. But Nancy sure didn't tell me about this one.
Well, I got all right. You got I got another caller on the line. Let me thank you, Wacko,
thanks,
for
Wacko.
Calling in. All right, bye.
No problem. Take care, guys.
They
thank
are the nicest
you.
Guys. You got it. Their radio show is very fun. They're just the nicest bunch of guys, and they talk about everything there. And we've got another caller from 212. All right. Hello.
Hi. This is Nancy Parker.
Nancy Parker. Oh my God.
Yes.
Nancy Parker. I love you,
time.
Nancy.
I know, and you have my goddaughter on there, Mary C.
Oh my
yes.
goodness!
So we've
for those of you
who
don't
circle.
Know, Nancy Parker was is, or still is, in my mind, an award-winning comedian, New York City. And George Bettinger, you've got to have her on as a guest. She does every voice. Mary Jo, a Movie Attic headquarters. I don't have her information, but maybe I'll get it from her. You got to have her as a guest when you, so I don't have to do all the voices anymore on your radio show.
But great
Nancy
to talk
Parker is amazing, and the godmother.
Yes, of
yes.
Mary C. Who I'm very proud of. I'm very, very proud of her.
Are you going to go see her tomorrow night?
Yes, I am. And it's good to hear you, Nancy. It's been such a long time, so we've come full circle.
You know,
so
I get
cool.
so much credit for being you, I can't tell you because my name's Nancy. And people go, oh, you do the voices. And I go, yeah, I do voices. I used to watch all the time in the 80s. I go, I don't think I was doing stand-up in the 80s.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was improv. You're not Nancy Parker. No, Nancy Lombardo.
Oh,
but I take your credit. Finally, I just give up. Yes, thank you.
Okay, there you go.
That's great. And Nancy, what are you doing now?
Right now, actually, I'm tangled with the flu. But presently, though, I'm working as a parent advocate for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And I've been doing, you know, different fundraisers for them, comedy fundraisers. But I do miss stand-up. I do it when I can. So I'm still out there, you know. But, you know.
That's terrific. And what a great influence to have, Nancy
yes.
Parker.
Yes, yes.
Nancy Parker.
Yes.
And,
I can't
and,
tell you what a fan I got to say. I'm just gushing, Mary C., because you're yes. a little youngster. But when I came to New York and the first time, I saw Nancy Parker perform. I was blown away because he was just a fireball of creativity, and the voices were. And I'll tell you, I'm a stand-up comic, but my judgment of a stand-up comic, how good they are, is how much of their act you can remember. Years later, your Betty Davis, from early Betty
it's
Davis to smoking Betty Davis, stays in my mind.
Thank
how,
you.
Terrific. You have got a great fan base, Mary C., a great
thank
fan
you.
Base.
Well, she's.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the show? Are you going to see her tomorrow, Nance?
I'm not sure. I got to find out. Okay. I have a Friars softball game today.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, I'm glad you have her on this.
I'll try, but I'm on an 8-show backup with the people here. But anyway, thank you, Mary. Nancy,
thank
stay
you.
In touch.
And yes, and congratulations to Mary C. I'm very proud of her. And
thank
she's
you.
A tremendous artist. You guys come out and see her. This is just the beginning for her. So catch her now when you get on the ground floor, because she's going to be doing great big things.
And you heard it here first.
Yes.
Thank
you
for calling, Nancy. Thank
you're welcome.
So much.
Take care, Nancy. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Take
How
care.
Lucky are you? Okay, let's
I'm
say where
very
it's going to be tomorrow. Where it's going to be tomorrow?
Again, tomorrow it's a free event, free, and it's at Rockwood Music Hall at 196 Allen Street. It's right off of Houston. It's very easy to get to by train. The doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7. We're going to be, like I said, the full band is going to be performing, Mary C. and the Stellars. There's 9 pieces in this group, and we're also going to be premiering our new music video for Get Me Through, which is the first single off the EP. And you'll also be able to download the song tomorrow off iTunes.
iTunes, Mary C. That's all you got. It's scans. It's alliteration. Mary C.
Yes.
Candy Nicole, take the F or the M train to Second Avenue.
Yes.
And I believe you either get in the front of the train or the back, and you're right there.
Yeah,
right
it's so easy to get to. It's a free event. Tell your friends. Come down. Celebrate with us. Have a good
time.
And I'm
not through with you yet, but I did promise I have to get a couple of plugs in here. So
sure.
Hang on just a second.
Plug away.
I've got to plug because my very good friend, a fellow comedian, Bob Greenberg, is starring in this terrific new play called A Modest Suggestion, a comedy about genocide and racism. A conundrum. It'll be at the Apple Corps Theater, and it's the premiere of this production. Playwright Ken Kaiser, A Modest Suggestion, directed by Walter J. Hoffman, and that's at 410 West 42nd Street between 9th and 10th. And it's Tuesday, May 15th, 7 p.m., and performances are Thursday, May 13th, and, tomorrow, too. Boy, this is going to be hard. It's a lot of shows I got to go to in one day. And it looks like it's going to be on. Oh, it's going to run through May 27th. Okay, that's better for me. Okay, go see A Modest Suggestion, and I'm looking for their website. Go to the Apple Corps Theater Company.org to find out more information. www.applecorestheatercompany.org. And this looks like a very, very good play. Very good writers. This Ken Kaiser. Playwright has written a lot of stuff. What do you want me to do about it? Was a runner-up for the Middle East American Play Commission. Oh, and it was it's been produced as an independent film as well. So catch this. Walter J. Hoffman's the director. Great. A Modest Suggestion. I'll give you the address. The Studio Theater at Theater Row, 410 West 42nd Street. Go to www.applecorestheatercompany.org. Tickets are $15, or you can call 212-239-6200. Go to Apple Corps Theater Company, and you'll get all the information you need. And go check out my very good friend, Bob Greenberg, who's just on a roll with great plays this year. Mary, hang on. I got one more plug.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to see the Betty White Roast, the Friars Betty White Roast. Oh, boy, that's going to be big this Wednesday. Friars, you got to know Friar to get in. And then Monday, I'll be at the Obies, the 57th Annual Village Voice Obie Awards, which I predict Mary will be a part of one day when she writes her music for the show she's going to do that I'm predicting she will be doing. Appearing will be Eric McCormick, Grace Gummer, Hugh Dancy. Oh, Grace Gummer, she's Meryl Streep's daughter, right? I believe so. Hugh Dancy, Jonathan Pryce, Juliet Rylance, Justin Bartha, Lily Rabe, Michael McKeon, Topher Grace from That 70s Shows, and Tracy Chimo. Yeah, I could see you doing that, Mary. I could see
you.
Did I get all my plugs in there?
I think you did.
Okay, that's terrific. It's really good that you're doing this. How do you feel? How do you feel about this?
I'm really
excited. Is this your first big
this
one?
This is our first big release. I have an amazing group of musicians that support that are the band and that are like the, you know, the backbone of everything, and we call them the Stellars because they are just that. They are stellar musicians,
and,
performers.
And in Yiddish, that means star, doesn't it?
You know, it probably does, and
it
maybe
does.
That's
Stella?
What led me to it. Yes,
it's like stellar,
stellar
like
performance. Fabulous.
Means, yes, well, stellar is, I believe, it's Yiddish for star, but I'm not
and
Yiddish. But
we also have two amazing, fierce, fabulous, you know, backup singers, but I don't even like to call them backup singers because they are such a huge... okay, well, we have Miss Shanae Clayton and Miss Charette Lewis, and together they are the Shanettes. And the Shanettes, and they are so fabulous. They are high energy, playing the tambourine as hard as they can, shaking those fans. And
they actually be listening because I've somebody called
they
the
might
Shanai
be.
On
they,
here.
I'm sure they are because they are just awesome ladies, and I'm so honored to share the stage with them.
Nine pieces, right?
Nine pieces. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we're a big group, but you know, we're all New Yorkers and, you know, musicians that have kind of come together and, you know, formed this stellar group.
Oh, they said, thank you for plugging us, Mary C.
always. Well, we like to share the love.
And name your band members while we're at it.
Okay, well, this may be a little tricky, but it's Jason Wexler on keys, who's also my collaborator on this album, an amazingly talented producer, writer. He's just fabulous. And we have Gaku Takanashi. Try to say that 10 times.
Well played, my friend.
Gaku Takanashi on bass, who also plays bass with my mother in her group, and he's amazingly talented as well. We have Marco Coco on trumpet. I'm going through the names. We have Charette Lewis on vocals, Shanae Clayton on vocals, Oscar Bautista on guitar. Who am I missing? Aaron A.B. Belafonte on drums, who has been with me for years. Who
Any
is...
relation to Belafonte?
No,
okay.
No. but he may tell you otherwise. He's been awesome. He's been performing with me for, God, I don't know, forever. And who? I hope I'm not missing anyone. Oh, and we have the most amazingly, and I might say she's gorgeous, sax player that you don't usually get to see, Miss Jackie O on sax, and she is incredible, Miss Jackie Chasen. We call her Jackie O. And that's all nine of us, and myself, Mary C.
Wow.
And together we're Mary C. and the Stellars. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. The shows are so much fun. They're high energy. Like, you know, we like to get everybody involved. So if you're out in the audience, you are clapping your hands, you're stomping your feet, you're dancing along with us. It's definitely a 60-minute ride.
Oh, 60-minute show. That's
it's a 60-minute show. We have a great opening act, Kwame and the Uptown Shakedowns. They're soulful, funky, bluesy. A lot of
now,
fun.
Now, just, again, you can only buy the internet version of the song, correct?
Right. You can only download, as of tomorrow, the single, which is called Get Me Through, and you can get that on iTunes. And we'll also be handing out free copies at the show tomorrow.
Wow!
Exactly.
Bonus, everyone. Bonus.
This is a big bonus.
Big
this
bonus.
Is,
Flopsy's
yeah.
in the house. I have to say, Bobby Brennan. Do you know Bobby Brennan? He's
yes, I know Bobby. Bobby
hey,
is an
Bobby.
Amazing bass player.
And T.C. Walker. Everybody is. They're all doing jokes now on Stella. Stella, speak our name, Desire. It's very funny. T.C. Walker's in the house. We've got a whole bunch. And I'm not letting you go because I'm going to let this show run over today.
Okay.
So you're not going anywhere yet. So we're just going right over. We're going to have some more time and we're going to play.
Sounds good.
Mary C. Out of My Mind.
Thank you.
I never
know.
It just ends.
But I never go, oh, it's not going to fade out. It's just going to end. I just sent your song to George Bettinger. So if you Facebook him, the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, I have a feeling he's going to play it today.
Well,
so,
that would be awesome. George, we're going to get that over to you. So thank you again.
I got it to him.
Amazing.
I'm multitasking away here.
You are on it.
And everybody in the chat room, they just love it. You're getting so many compliments here.
Thank you, everyone in the chat room.
That song is Excuse the Language, Badass.
Well, thank you.
That's
a compliment.
The Shanettes are in here. They're featuring the fabulous Shanettes.
Shanettes, they are
Rachel
the real deal.
Rachel Wilgarten. I just like saying your name, Rachel. Wilgarten. Rachel Wilgarten. But this is great. So let's do the info again. Come on.
One last time. It is tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 15th. We're doing a free show. We're going to be handing out free copies of the single for Get Me Through. And it is at Rockwood Music Hall, 196 Allen Street, right off of Houston. Really easy to get to. Doors open at 6:30. The event starts at 7. We have a great opening act. We're going to be performing Mary C. and the Stellars, and we're also going to be premiering our music video for Get Me Through. So it's going to be a full night of free, fabulous fun.
But if you want to download it now, tomorrow it's going to be available.
If you can't make it out to the show, if you're not in New York or you can't make it in, we do have actually, if you can believe it or not, we have people flying in from D.C., Hawaii, L.A. We have a lot of amazing supporters that are flying in for this. But if you cannot get there tomorrow night, please feel free to go on iTunes. You'll be able to download the song. It's called Get Me Through, Mary C. and the Stellars. And, yeah, it'll be available tomorrow, the first single off the new EP.
That is terrific. And I just gave your information to – thank you, T.L. Walker. Thank you. Glad I stopped by. Okay, thank you. One of my fave bands now, Sherry Taker, a fan. Sherry, a Taker fan. I don't know what that means. Sherry Attacker? A fan. She says it's one of your fave bands now. Okay. And everyone, thank you for tuning in today. I sent your info to George Bettinger. He may be emailing you or calling you shortly.
Okay.
Today regarding playing your song today, which is great.
That
two
would
radio
be great.
Shows in one day. I got a shout out to Mary, Betty Jo. I'm not sure you're still there. but Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Can I spare another digit? Yes. I'm a digit short. I'm sorry, George. Thank you. Okay, I get that in there. Thank you. It's okay, there we go. I'm sending it now. Okay. Very funny. So Mary Jo, tomorrow, and your website, please give us that too.
Our website is marycmusic.com. You can also find us on Facebook, where we do lots of, you know, free giveaways, and that's facebook.com, Mary C. Music page. And we're also on Twitter. So if you want to tweet us, we're at Mary C. Music. So please find
us.
How
can you forget that? Even if you forget everything she told you today, Mary C. is all
Mary
you have to remember.
Mary C. That's pretty easy.
That's all you have to remember. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Oh, so we ran a few minutes over. What the heck? This show will be ready for archive soon. Mary C. has been a great guest, and I just want to say one more time, I'm going to Betty White. Yes, Betty White Rose this Wednesday. And also I want to give a plug. The tickets still available for the Obies. Tickets on sale have been on sale since April 18th. So you want to go to thevillagevoice.com Obies. VillageVoice.com Obies to see if you can still get a ticket. I was there last year and I met Steve Martin. That was so
awesome.
Wow. That was so awesome.
That's pretty
cool. But I see you. I got to mention one thing before I go. Two things. But I forgot to mention this. You have been commissioned to write and record the official theme song for Good Morning America.
What the song was is for Tori Johnson, who is one of the correspondents on Good Morning America. She's a weekly contributor. She has an awesome campaign called Spark and Hustle, and it's geared towards women and empowering women and getting them, you know, to be amazing entrepreneurs like herself. And again, like her campaign was called Spark and Hustle, so we were asked to write and perform the campaign song for that. So it was awesome, and she's been an amazing person to collaborate
with. Well, I think you'll be writing for a lot of people, Mary Sue. I think you will. I think you've got a great sound. It's just so funny to me because I have, like, relative to perfect pitch, but your voice when you sing is so down, like cigarette smoky, like Nancy Parker doing Betty Davis, smoky, and then you're talking like, hi.
Yeah, you know.
It's, like, really sweet. I could see you
pretty
doing
wide
a lot of voiceover
range there.
Work, too. Get your dad on that. Some voiceover work for her. All right. And so thank you for being a guest today.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you to all your listeners, callers.
Go check her out tomorrow. Go to her website, okay? Mary
yeah.
C.
Mary C. Music. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Mary. I'm going to say goodbye now and then do one more plug. Thank you. That was Mary
Thanks,
C.
Thanks, Nancy. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And one more plug for the Applecore Theater Company, A Modest Suggestion, May 10th through the 27th, the Studio Theater at Theater Row, that's 410 West 42nd Street, May 10th through the 27th. You can get the tickets at Telecharge. You'll see my very, very good friend, Bob Greenberg. He's terrific. You might remember him from Saturday Night Live, and he did a great sketch with Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, and this is great. I'll mention the other people, too. A Modest Suggestion, a comedy about genocide and racism. Interesting. Written by Ken Kazar, starring Jeff Auer, Russell Jordan, Bob Greenberg, Jonathan Maraballa, Ethan Hova, Robert W. Smith, directed by Walter J. Hoffman. Limited engagement, so go check this out, the Applecore Theater Company. All right, go to applecoretheatercompany.org for your tickets, and the Obies. The 21st. Oh, boy, get those tickets. Thank you all for listening. This has been Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with Mary C. today. Nice sleep.